Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, June 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by JLab. Leading off today, Apple is making a big change to Apple Card monthly installment purchases for iPhone buyers. This, of course, is the payment method for Apple Card users that allows them to finance purchases over 12 months with equal payments and no interest. But starting on August 15th, Apple says that it will no longer allow customers to purchase a SIM-free iPhone using Apple Card financing. Instead, carrier connection with AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon will be required. Previously, Apple allowed buyers to purchase a new iPhone with the Connect to a Carrier Later purchase option. This option means that users are free to use that iPhone without a cellular connection or via any carrier of their choosing, such as a prepaid carrier like Mint Mobile or Google Fi. But once this change goes into effect on August 15th, that Connect to a Carrier Later option will go away. So this will require that any iPhone purchased via monthly installments be connected with an AT&T, T-Mobile, or Verizon account at the time of purchase, effectively blocking iPhones bought with monthly installments from being used with other carriers. The iPhone will still be unlocked, but the carrier connection will be required. Apple made this announcement via a very small footnote on the iPhone buying webpage, and it hasn't offered any more details on why it's making this change, a change that makes Apple Card a less enticing option for people who are looking to finance an iPhone purchase. This means that the sole option now from Apple to finance an iPhone without a carrier connection is through a loan provided by Citizens Bank. But this requires that users go through the option of applying for that loan, going through a credit check, and potentially impacting their credit score, something that most people who already have an Apple Card account won't want to do. The assumption here is that Apple is making this change in part due to pushback from carriers, who may have noticed a decline in customers buying connected iPhones due to the monthly installment option for Apple Card. But again, Apple itself hasn't given any official reason, and it seems unlikely that the company will ever offer that explanation. In other news today, a small but notable change in iOS 17 has come to the surface, giving you more flexibility to protect yourself against forgotten or unintentional passcode changes on iPhone and iPad. There's a new feature that gives you 72 hours to use your old passcode after you change to a new one. So you have 3 days to revert your decision to change passcodes, of course, as long as you remember that original passcode. It's basically a 72-hour grace period for that change. But Apple, of course, is aware that not everyone will want their previous passcode to be usable, even if it's limited to 72 hours. For this reason, it's added a new option to settings that allows you to immediately expire previous passcodes. This renders your previous passcode useless, and it means that you aren't able to use that passcode at all. Prior to this change, the only way to get around a forgotten iPhone passcode was to use your Apple ID and password to erase and reset your device to factory settings. This process still applies outside of that 72-hour window, but this new 72-hour grace period will certainly be useful for iPhone users and maybe take away a burden on Apple support. We are sponsored this week by JLab. JLab imagines and delivers the world's most personal technology products that consumers want. The new JLab WorkBuds are the ultimate solution for working professionals. They offer over 55 hours of total playtime, so you have more than enough battery for all of your conference calls and more, plus crystal clear audio for clear communication and a detachable noise-canceling boom mic that fits either earbud. The JLab WorkBuds feature a USB-C charging dock, compatibility with the JLab app for your iPhone, and the ability to switch between devices and customize your sound to your heart's desire. Hit the link in the show notes below to check out the new JLab WorkBuds in-ear headset and save 15% with promo code 9to5MacJLab15. My thanks to JLab for their support of 9to5Mac, daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Rika Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
Back with your weekend report for all things deals. It's Rika from 9to5 Toys with three offers from the Apple world and beyond. On tap today, Woot is currently closing out the work week by offering a chance to save on Apple's latest 13-inch M2 MacBook Air, starting at $980 for those who don't mind going the open box route. Normally fetching $1,099 following a price cut announcement earlier this month at WWDC, today's offer delivers $119 in savings, as well as the best discount we've seen so far. It was last on sale for $999 for a new condition model earlier in the month, and now those who don't mind taking home an open box model can lock in some added savings. Alongside the entry-level configuration, Woot is also marking down the 512GB capacity to $1,230. This is landing at yet another one of the best prices to date, with $160 in savings attached. Apple's all-new M2 MacBook Air comes powered by its latest in-house chip and pairs with a refreshed form factor. The 13-inch Liquid Retina display sports a 500-nit brightness to complete the P3 wide color support, and also pairs with a 1080p FaceTime camera, 3 microphone array, and spatial audio enabled speakers. Though the real highlight in my book has to be the return of MagSafe charging, which pairs with other I.O. like dual Thunderbolt ports. Those who aren't sold on the all-new 15-inch model will definitely find today's offer to be a quite bit more compelling for those who want an ultra-portable machine, be it for just doing some work from the couch or for the upcoming back-to-school season. As far as some official Apple accessories go today, Amazon is stepping in to offer a price cut on the in-house MagSafe charger at the second best price of the year. Now dropping down to $31, you would typically pay $39 for this official accessory, with $8 in savings attached. Following the reveal of Apple's new standby mode coming in iOS 17 later this fall, you can now lock in an official charger that'll take full advantage of that upcoming smart display mode. Today's discount also provides a chance to outfit one of Apple's latest handsets with all of those unique MagSafe charging capabilities for less than retail. As the brand's official take on new wireless charging standards, this accessory elevates the experience by providing all the perks of a cable without the convenience of having to actually plug anything in. It'll magnetically snap right onto the back of your device in order to provide 15 watts of power to an iPhone 14, as well as both previous generation 12 and 13 series handsets. And if you're looking for a multi-device charging solution that'll handle powering up your entire Apple kit, Satachi's official Amazon storefront is tapping in as our third and final offer today in order to discount its 200-watt GaN 6-port USB-C charging station. Dropping down to $128, you would more regularly pay $150, as well as today's offer marking one of the first chances to save since releasing earlier in the year. Today's offer amounts to $22 in savings and comes within $8 of the all-time low as well. It's the third best discount to date, and a rare chance to bring home one of the more compelling charging units on the market. This power station from Satachi arrives with more than enough juice to top off anything your workstation can throw at it. Across all six of the USB-C PD slots is 200 watts of power output that can handle everything from your fueling M2 MacBook Pros to 140-watt outputs to split between iPhones, iPads, earbuds, and really anything else in your everyday carry. It personally became a staple in my charging setup after I took a hands-on review earlier this spring, and with a price cut down to $128, it's a bit more affordable to add into yours. And then for all of the other discounts this weekend, be sure to keep it locked to 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts or in Overcast or Spotify, or wherever you're listening every day. And while you're there, it's helpful for us if you leave a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. My thanks to JLab for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Check them out at the link in the show notes below, and don't forget to use that promo code in the show notes as well. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon, Twitter, or Instagram, at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.